Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord, my God, is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord, our God, is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. There are many who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and Jesus said they will be filled. And the way we see Jesus is the way that we will live. If people that see Jesus as a stranger, they live like he's a stranger. People that see him as a savior only, they live like he's a savior only. But those that see him as a savior and king, the Son of God, and as God himself, they take his word serious, and they do all that's in his heart. They treat him like a king, not a president. The American mind can see the Lord as an option, a president, somebody they can vote for or vote against, and everything is going to be okay. But that's not the way it is. The Lord is a king, and he never said anything that would hurt us. Everything he said is for not only our betterment, but for the betterment of everybody. The way of life that Satan rejected is the same life that God is giving us. So when we receive the life of God, the words of Jesus, this is the life that Satan once rejected. The same life, the same principles, the same standards, the same ways. When you study the Beatitudes, everything that God said do, it leads a man to be sincere to God and not insincere like Satan. Let's look at Genesis chapter 12 again, because the Lord has so much to say to us. He loves us. These words are filled with everything we need. This is the will of God, and I'm going to read it a little different than I normally do. Genesis 12 and 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. God told Abraham to move away from a system into life. A land that I will show thee. Think of it as the kingdom of darkness that he grew up in, full of idolatry. And even though Noah is still alive and have taught everyone what happened before the flood, and they had great evidence that there was a flood, they know where the ark was, they migrated from it. Every culture has the same story, because it happened. It's true. And Noah told them why it happened and what happened. And they knew full well what happened. But they still managed to get into idolatry and do the same thing that caused the flood in the first place. Now, I studied the book of Enoch and the book of it's in the Apocrypha. And that was another book about that had more information about Abraham and what happened in his days. But in that book, it talked about how Abraham's father had idols, and Abraham proved to his daddy that there were no idols, that those idols were not gods. But this is what he's moving away from, idolatry. Get thee out of thy country, because the culture, see, culture is a trap. If you don't love Jesus, culture is a trap. If you don't know Jesus, culture is a trap. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Sometimes our kinfolks are caught up in it. It doesn't matter who it is or how much you love them. Either people love God or they love the world. It gets as simple as that. Even if they have a love for God and they have a relationship with Him, if they love sin somewhere, a little bit of sin is going to cause a whole lot of problems. And it ends up as death. It always does and it always will. Some people attach themselves to sin. Some people have pet sins. Some people allow the sins of others in them. You know, they allow, they don't talk, and any time that they like a sin somewhere, they don't talk about that. But they practice it as a way of life, and they justify it. But the sin causes so much trouble. You have to get rid of all of it. I listened to Jonathan Cahn last night, and he said, he talked about what a little sin can do. And, you know, a little sin can cause a common man to be just like Hitler or agree with somebody just like Hitler and hate the things of God. It just takes time. And see, if the Lord is, the Lord acts like that, he did a lot of effort not to get us out of the contrary ways of sin. He became a man and died for us so that we wouldn't have to suffer because of a life of sin. He put great efforts into getting us out of it. And this is the covenant that started it all, what I'm reading. As Abraham acted on this covenant, that's where Jesus come from. That's how Jesus entered into our realm to help us. Now, Jesus was always there. But God had to come legally. He don't do like Satan. He don't sneak in. He comes in the front door. He was born into this world as a man. And he defeated Satan as a man. I love it. Our King loves us. And we need to hear what He say. We need to hear everything He has to say. Because we're entering a new realm without sin. And that's something that people have to understand. I've heard so many preachers and people that heard from preachers and Christian people say that you can't quit sinning. Well, Jesus paid a high price so that you could. And if you walk in His way and His Christ is formed in you, you can. And if they that are born of God, they can't sin. And everybody change it around. Even good men of God change it around. They say, well, you won't practice sin as a way of life, but you might fall sometimes. No, that's not what it said. He that is born of God cannot sin. That's what John said. That's what it is. That's how it is. Now, define born of God. All right. Well, some people think, well, born of God is born again. That's if... when you go to school in the first grade, you're not expected to know what somebody would know that's graduating grad school. You're expected to begin. But you're not. It takes years to learn what it would take to finish grad school. Okay? When you're born again, you've entered into the kingdom of God, just like Abraham is entering into a new land. He doesn't understand it. Some of the things he did proves that he didn't fully understand it, but he was taking baby steps into a new realm. And he came to the point that he cut covenant with God, and God made the difference. See, the Lord knew our condition. Abraham didn't have a new heart yet. He did everything he did without being born again. He did everything he did without being born again. Because when Jesus died for us, then he could be born again. And remember, Jesus went to paradise. He went to hell. He preached to the captives. And all the Old Testament saints that love God, they believed on Jesus, just like we do. and they became born again. Being born again is the first step. Learning God's ways. Jesus said, go on to know the Lord. Learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. So if you go through the process of being born again, and you fill in your heart with the word of God, you become born of God. Because now you have covenant. Born again gets you started. You're in covenant with God. You have peace. You don't have to sin. You can sin if that's what you want to do. And all along the road, the course of your life, the enemy is trying to tempt you and frustrate your purpose and try to get you to sin. And be at odds and blame God for everything to go wrong. That's what Satan tries to do to people. So what people do, they study the word according to their dedication to Jesus. If they were taught by their predecessors, the people before them, the Christians around them that are older, that's what I call predecessors, they went before them. And most people take their cues from them. Whatever the people are doing, that's what they become. If the people don't have studied the word, then the people that follow the predecessors don't have studied the word. Unless they become curious and they love God and they draw near to God. And most people get so busy with this life. They get so busy with this life, they don't take time to do that. Look at what God, what the Lord told Abraham. There's a lot of wisdom right here in these three verses. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land. See, this is unto means gradually getting better. You're gradually getting better. Unto a land that I will show thee. And it's a lot to learn in this land. And it's not like what you come from. That's why he said, get out of it. The world system is something we don't just stop the deeds of it. We get out of it completely. So the definition of being born of God, a lot of people can't relate to that. Sad to say, because they don't get out of the world. They get saved, they get born again, but they never really leave the realm that they're used to. So it caused a problem. A little leaven leavens the lump. And your life won't work right because you never left the realm and the influence of your culture, the influence of your kindred, the influence of your father's house. My parents were pastors. They gave me good example. They gave me vision and hope. And also the adults in my neighborhood. But there were some things I had to break through. To be like Jesus. Now they got me interested. And they did well. I believe they did all they know. And I couldn't ask anybody to do any better. But the word of God goes beyond us. I want to share this too. Some people, they broke through and got to a certain point. Because we're going unto a land that I will show thee. That means everything's gradually getting better. Now, my mother was 40 years old when I was born. And my dad was 42. According to my birth certificate. So, when I was born, I was born into parents that had, they were married for, 20-something years, I guess. I don't know how old they were when they got married, but when they had been together for a while, and they pastored for a long time. So, they were seasoned in the things of God. And just like I know how Satan is, Satan tried to mess up everything. They didn't let Satan do that. Now, they didn't know how to fight him, but they knew that they lived by the principles of God, which defeats Satan anyway. Even if you don't know how to fight him and do spiritual war, and they did not, but they knew how to live according to God's word. And so when I came along, it's like they had mastered their relationship. They did well together. I never saw them argue, fuss, and my daddy was always at home. The only time he wasn't in the house was with us was when he went to seminary for a few weeks. Now, the point is this: people would get as far as they can in there because they're being attacked. They're being frustrated. They have the same challenges of life as everybody else. They get sick. Things go wrong. And it costs them. And the things of the world is troubling. But people continue and proceed to do things God's way. And the healing process of salvation continues to form. If somebody followed me around, they'll know my strengths and weaknesses. Now, all along, the Lord's helping me to grow from glory to glory. If everybody was doing that, you would realize more people being born of God, not just born again. They'll break through the realm of their culture. I had to break through the culture around me. My friends, a lot of them, I love my friends, but fornication, adultery, not adultery as much, but fornication, that wasn't a problem. They liked it. I had to break through. When I got saved, I had to break through that culture. It was in the song. It was in entertainment. It was everywhere you look. I had to break through it. The Lord helped me do it. Then, the influence of your kindred, the people that you're around every day. See, in those days, people had larger families. And large family. Many people would be in one family. And that was your kindred. Well, nowadays, your kindred is everybody you're around continually. So I had to break through that culture. And then my father's house. Even though my father loved God. When I found out about the Holy... This is a good example. When I found out about the Holy Spirit, I was interested in the book of Acts and speaking in tongues and receiving the Holy Spirit. My dad said to me, it doesn't take all that, because his representation of that was the Holiness Church. And we all know how the Holiness Church was. They had the doctrine of sanctification. And then they were kind of wild in those days. But there were some good people. And there are good people in every denomination. And there was some good, I talk about Mom Power from time to time. Now, she had a relationship with the Lord. And in the Methodist mind of those days, the holiness people went to church all the time. They basically lived without order. The women had to dress in dresses only, no makeup. No jewelry. They couldn't go to, they didn't go to clubs, which I don't blame them, but they didn't play sports, drink coffee, drink wine, smoke cigarettes. And they focused on what they don't do. Okay. And that's a harsh way to live in the Methodist mind or the Baptist mind. But the things that's really wrong, you're not going to miss it anyway. But the excessive rules that they imposed on people, it caused them to look odd. But they received the Holy Spirit and they had spiritual gifts. I started going to the Holiness Church, the Pentecostal churches, to learn about the Holy Spirit, because I wanted the kind of relationship that Mom Power has. Now, the rules and regulations that they imposed on people, women couldn't wear pants, makeup, jewelry, and I met a guy in high school. He said, you can't play sports, you can't do this. And he was he could do backflips and land on his feet. I didn't believe a word he said about sports. Now, the dress code of women, you know, I believe in women being women and men being men, of course. But I wasn't sure about that one. To me, it was weird. But the honor that they lived, the whole being the decision to do things right, I agree with. And I still do. So when I went to the church, everything was going good. And then they gave a class with the church rules about why the women don't wear pants and they can't wear jewelry and makeup and things like that. And they didn't say nothing about sports. The church that I went to didn't care about that. That was neat. And TV and movies, they didn't. But some older people didn't believe in movies. But my pastor in those days, he didn't say nothing about all that. He didn't think much of it. That some things are neither here. Some, you know, eventually common sense will take over. The people of God, you know, you'll see through a lie over time. And I asked the Lord about TV and movies, things like that. He said, it's neither here or there. You got to just govern what you do. You got to protect your heart. If you know it's crooked, why look at it? But if you understand that people are not getting killed in the movie. And it's their acting. Nobody got hurt. They all got paid and they went home. They didn't get killed. But what it represents, you know, if you're watching a war movie, it helps you to understand what people went through. It's very, you know, it can be educational. So you can't just rule something out just because somebody said you can't do it. You have to go by the word of God. And I had to break through the religious culture and even the holiness church culture, because wherever they had a difference in the word of God, I went with God. Now, after the Lord called me to the ministry, he never gave me a message against women preachers, because our church didn't believe in women preachers. He never gave me a message that restricted women to only wearing dresses and no pants. He never had me to deal with women wearing makeup and jewelry, sports, coffee, not even alcohol. But I don't drink because I know people who drink. So some things I don't bother unless the Lord tell me to. That's how I govern my ministry. I preach what he tell me to. If you're an alcoholic, stop. That's a weakness, so you're going to have help. But to tell somebody that you can't drink alcohol, I'll do it when the Lord tell me to. But he said in Proverbs, don't look on the wine when it's red. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Paul told Timothy to drink a little wine for his stomach's sake. The purposes of why you do what you do, if you look at the word of God, it'll say what it says. Just because somebody went overboard don't mean that the whole thing is wrong. And you have to use wisdom in all things. Being born again is hearing what God said and doing what God said to do. Now, I believe in doing all things according to the Lord, to God's word. But the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. If you do something that you shouldn't be doing, he'll convict you. He'll alert you. And that's my relationship with him. He'll guide you into all truth so that you can see. You don't see, even though Christ is being formed in you, the Holy Spirit is there to help you along the way. So a person can live without sinning. You already don't want to. But what I did, everything that was a problem, I went to the Lord about it and asked him how I could master it. And he taught me how to master things. So, the process of being born again, you have to break through the culture, the religious culture of your kinfolks and your kindred and your father's house if you have to. When people disagree with God somewhere, I'm going to agree with God. And I had to make a decision to do that. So the things that are wrong, I want to understand it. And why? And the things that was right, I definitely wanted to get in on it and learn more about it. Consider these things. He said, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Let's look at that again. I just saw something. And the Lord said unto Abraham. This means it was a process of time that he got this thought over to him. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. So, now, in other words, if you do this, verse 2 says, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. And he even said your name will be great, and you're going to be a blessing. But that's not all. The blessings of God has a purpose with it. He wanted to be a father. That was his heart's desire. We learn this as we go forward. His name means father. I will make of thee a great nation, which was important to a man whose passion it was to be a father. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Then the Lord said this, and I will bless them that bless thee, because you have my purpose. I'm going to bless it, and I'm going to bless those who bless you. Now watch this. And curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now who is this him? Look at that. God's going to bless them that bless thee. It didn't say he's going to curse them that curse thee. I'm going to curse him. And I was studying this. The enemy is that him. Satan is the him. He's the singular one that's going to be cursed. Because anybody who gets in sin or any of the worldly ways, anybody who let that leaven in them, the enemy will use their darkness against Abraham. They don't mean any harm to Abraham personally. But Satan does. And everybody who attached themselves to Satan, he's going to manipulate them to speak his advice. He's going to manipulate them to do his will. So when I fight Satan, I stop Satan. And that shuts down the whole operation. That's the easiest way to win against the world system. People that are prone to say something that's according to the world to interfere with my life, I say, Satan, you can't use them against me. And when they're talking, sometimes I they don't hear it, but I say, Satan, you can't speak to me through them. Or you can't use them to hinder me. And guess what? It works. I've had to do warfare to break through some things. And we have perfect authority. We have the same authority Jesus has over Satan. We have authority over the Antichrist. The Antichrist has no God-given authority. Everything, he has stolen authority that Satan stole from wicked people. The power of Satan is the influence on the minds of the wicked. He's going to control their armies, their weapons. The beast is all of it. Satan and his kingdom, that's the beast. The false prophet, the Antichrist, the 10 nations armies, that's the beast. But everybody's not going to bow down to that. And the world system is at war with God. That's why God said, get out of you. He said, get thee out of thy country. The country that's influenced by Satan. And from thy kindred. Thy kindred that's influenced by Satan. And thy father's house, which is influenced by Satan, unto a land that I will show thee. Now that's a perfect way to read that. If God said get away from it, it's not of him. Now, when Abraham did leave, they saw the difference of his influence with him, the days he was there, then the days after he left. His words had more credibility because he was with God. When Jacob went to live with Bethuel, and when Isaac sent his servant to get Rebekah, Laban and the house of Bethuel had become more God-fearing. Rebekah went with him. That was an act of faith. And they weren't perfect, but they were more God-fearing because they remembered Abraham, I believe. And they knew Abraham and they trusted him. You have to leave the world system alone. But when God is formed in you, when you're born of God, you're born again, Christ is formed in you, you practice the ways of God as a way of life, you just can't sin. You can't live a life of worship and then go rob a bank. Consider these things as you live your life according to the wisdom and word of God. Your life gets stronger and stronger, and you can learn to live the new way of life. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move.